Time now for ELC Superintendent Spotlight with us this morning, ELC Superintendent Tara Paul. Happy Independence Day weekend, Superintendent Paul.
And to you, too. And to you, too. I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. And, you know, it really marks the middle of our summer, and we're on a downhill slide after tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. Things are going fast, that's for sure. What we're going to talk about today is something people in the district would have received in the mail. It's an electronic food card?
It is. And they're called PEBT, so the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Card. And everybody received those if you had students in elementary and middle school last year. Now, this year, we had to upload data from our food service program. And so not everybody received the card. It depended on when you were in school, if you were out of school due to the pandemic, and not everybody received the same amount. But I know that people have started receiving them and have had some questions on it. And unlike last year, we don't have a ton of information on these cards this year, other than the fact that they come from the state and the federal government, and it's based on information from our attendance and food program that the state takes, and then they distribute the cards. We also want to make sure that people don't throw those cards away. One, use them. Two, keep them because there is another upload that happened right after school was out. And so more funds may be put on those cards. So keep them. You'll get another letter if more funds are put on them.
Okay. So make sure you hang on to them. Potentially more funds on the way.
Right. And use them. I mean, take them to Fairway. Take them to Hy-Vee. Whatever grocery store you use, take them and use them because it is money. It's like cash being paid out to you for food. So we want to make sure that people do use those because they're giving it to us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
So use it.
All right. And then before I let you go, because we're going to make it quick because it is a holiday weekend, just want to remind people again to make sure they do that household income survey.
Yes, because this is part of that whole thing. So go out there, do the household income survey. You should have received a text and email message this past week. We'll send another one out on Tuesday. But when you get that, make sure that you do that because it helps us get as much as we can for the district in instances like these electronic food cards.
Very good. Well, Superintendent Paul, enjoy your weekend very much. We'll check in with you again next Saturday. And again, have a great Independence Day holiday.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great 4th of July.
Thank you. That's Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul on this week's edition of Superintendent Spotlight.